الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم A shining star in the sky of Qadiriyat Allah Almighty granted us an unimaginable favor by making us from the Ummah of His final Prophet Our beloved Master Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who hailed from Makkah al-Mukarramah and is resting in Medina al-Munawwara. This is nothing short of an immense blessing. Maintaining purity on a spiritual and physical level, as well as avoiding the traps of the carnal self, i.e. nafs, is an undertaking greatly eased by means of affiliation with a perfect shaykh. Avoiding the pitfalls of the carnal self and Satan can otherwise be near impossible. The practice of pledging allegiance I bear to a perfect shaykh has been implemented by pious elders since antiquity. From all spiritual lineages, the distinction of the Qadiriyya lineage is comparably understood by paralleling it to the station of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayh amongst all other saints. As the great Shaykh, who is famously known as Ghawth al-Azam, stands out amidst all other saints. The Qadiriyya spiritual order is also subject to such status. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh sheds further light on this topic. The Qadiri household is indeed the most superior of all, as Sayyiduna Ghawth al-Azam rahmatullahi alayh is the most superior of all saints. Alhamdulillah, the Qadiriyya spiritual lineage is known worldwide. It has the largest number of murids, i.e. followers, when compared to all other spiritual paths. One of the great contemporary Qadiri Shaykhs of the 15th century AH is the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Allama Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razavi Ziyai Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. Despite having permission to commission murids in all four famous spiritual paths and possessing successorship in them, he still has all those who take bear with him become murids of Ghawth al-Azam rahmatullahi alayh exclusively. Alhamdulillah, by way of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, millions have pledged their spiritual allegiance in the Qadiri path. Allama Ilyas Qadiri Damat Barakatumul Aliyah is the 41st Shaykh in the Qadiriyya Razaviyya Ziyayya Attariyya spiritual order. This also means he is linked to and succeeds Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh in spirituality. This link continues all the way back to Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, to Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhuma, to Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu an, and finally to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This booklet contains biographical information regarding the 13th Shaykh of the Qadiriyya spiritual order, Sayyiduna Abu al-Fadl Abdul Wahid Tamimi rahmatullahi alayh. Not only this, but research was conducted on around 50 books penned in Arabic, Farsi and Urdu in order to garner the content this work comprises. Handwritten Arabic documents of previous times were relied upon when ascertaining the Shaykh's birthplace and date of passing. After passing stringent checking and authentication by Darul Ifta Ahlus Sunnah, this booklet has now been presented to the Muslim world. A search was conducted to find modern footage of Sayyiduna Abdul Wahid's Rahmatullahi Alayhi Shrine, with authorities in Baghdad even being contacted. However, This search was not visibly successful. A singular picture attributed to be the shrine of the Shaykh was found and included in this booklet. Alhamdulillah. O Allah, grant us steadfastness in being Qadiri through the means of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah until our last breaths. Allow us to be true servants of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayh and Sayyiduna Abd al-Wahid rahmatullahi alayh in this world and the hereafter. The blessings of Shaykh Abd al-Wahid Tamimi rahmatullahi alayh. Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's prayer. O Lord of Mustafa, whoever reads the 25-page booklet, The Blessings of Shaykh Abd al-Wahid Tamimi rahmatullahi alayh, or has it read to them, envelop them in the blessings of each and every Shaykh of the Qadiri spiritual order. Forgive them without accountability and grant them a place in paradise neighboring Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One cause of punishment in the grave, misusing the tongue. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Shibli Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi says, I once saw my deceased neighbor in a dream and asked, Ma fa'alallahu bika? What did Allah do with you? In reply, he said, I have traversed through a greatly fearful affair. I was unable to answer the question posed to me by Munkar and Nakir, leaving me to consider that I had not passed away with my faith intact. A voice then explained, Due to you speaking unnecessarily in the world, this punishment is being inflicted upon you. The angels of punishment began to advance towards me, until a beautiful saint emanating with sweet scent stood between me and them. He then taught me the answers to Munkar and Nakir's questions, and when I offered these answers to them, I was distant from punishment entirely. May Allah have mercy on you, I exclaimed. Who are you? In reply, he explained, I am the individual who was born from the blessings of you reciting Salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in abundance. I have been appointed to assist you in all your times of need. Subhanallah. If reciting Salat upon the Prophet in abundance can assist a person in their grave, then think for a moment, can the sacred personality upon whom you are sending Salat not then come to your aid himself? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The majesty of Qadiriyya spiritual lineage. There are famous schools of spirituality affiliated with saints of Islam, such as Qadiriyya, Chishtiyya, Naqshbandiyya and Sohrawardiyya, etc. Having said this, the Qadiri order of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, which ties directly back to the line of Allah, Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu an, is distinctly unique. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The 13th Shaykh of the Qadiri order. The 13th Shaykh of the Qadiri order is Abdul Wahid Tamimi Hanbali, who is the son of Sayyiduna Abd al-Aziz Tamimi Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayh. Him and his father were both greatly revered saintly personalities of their times. Shaykh Abd al-Wahid rahmatullahi alayh was born in Yemen on Friday the 22nd of Rajab 342 AH at the time of Asr. As his parents lived in Yemen and his birth took place there, he was referred to as Yemeni himself. His appellation was Abu al-Fadl, and his title was Zain al-Din, meaning the adornment of Islam. Due to his familial ties with the esteemed Arab tribe of Banu Tamim, The title Tamimi was also added to his name. This tribe has direct ties with Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu an, the first caliph of the Muslims, and they are descendants of the children of Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam. Tamim was the name of a distinguished forefather from this tribe. What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said about Banu Tamim tribe. The tribe of Banu Tamim possesses great honor and esteem. When asked about them, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam explained, they resemble a red knoll or rainfall with large droplets. He who stands as an adversary to them will be unable to cause them harm. Some people then asked, who are the Banu Tamim? To which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam replied, Allah has only ordained for goodness in regard to Banu Tamim. They are people with large heads, great intellect and steadfastness. They will battle fiercely with Dajjal and aid the truth during the end of times. Who will stand firmest against Dajjal? In one narration, the companion of the messenger, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, said, I love the Banu Tamim for three reasons. I've heard the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying concerning them, these people will stand firmest against Dajjal from all of my ummah. When the sadaqah of Banu Tamim arrived, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, this is the sadaqah of our nation. Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu anha had a female servant who hailed from that tribe, to which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, free her, as she is from the children of Ismail. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi comments on this hadith. The number of people comprising Banu Tamim will be exceedingly large when Dajjal appears, and they will stand in opposition to him more than anyone. Contesting Dajjal in such staunch manner proves the strength of faith possessed by the Banu Tamim. This also highlights how select, respected individuals, whether living in the present, past or future, can become means of their entire nation receiving respect and esteem. The Banu Tamim will stand in opposition to Dajjal near the Day of Judgment, but we love and respect them even today. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared them to be his own nation, thus distinguishing their uniqueness. Bear in mind, a nation can refer to those you share beliefs with, those of similar habits to you, those from the same country, or those of the same profession, lineage, language, teacher or sheikh. In relation to this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam referred to the Banu Tamim as his own nation in terms of sharing a language and country of origin. Otherwise, they were not Qurayshi Hashimi. Shaykh Abdul Wahid Tamimi's mention in Shajara Qadiriya Razaviya At-Tariya. Behre Shibli Shere Haq Dunya Ke Kutton Se Bacha Ek Karak Abde Wahid Beriya Ke Vasite. Select words explained. Behr, for the sake of. Shere Haq, Lion of God. Dunya Ke Kutton, people who are greedy for worldly wealth. Abd, servant. Beriya, sincere. Summary of this couplet. O Allah, for the sake of your lion, Shaykh Abu Bakr Shibli, rahmatullahi alayh, Save me from the dogs of this world, those who lust after worldly wealth. Further, for the sake of Shaykh Abdul Wahid Tamimi Rahmatullahi Alayh, keep me loyal to one doorstep. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Explanation. Abd al-Wahid itself means a servant of one God. The dua offered in this couplet asks for a person to be kept at one doorstep for the sake of the servant of one God. Shaykh Abd al-Wahid in Hadaike Bakhshish. O devotees of the Messenger, in a poem written in Persian, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, forwards a plea to Shaykh Abd al-Wahid Rahmatullahi Alayh. Shaykh Abd al-Wahid Raham Suwe Wahid Numa. Translation, O our Shaykh Abd al-Wahid, turn us towards the path that leads to Allah. He who has no partner, show us the way to him. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Honorable Father, the father of Shaykh Abd al-Wahid rahmatullahi alayh was Shaykh Abd al-Aziz bin Harith Tamimi rahmatullahi alayh. Hailing from the top echelon of humbly scholars, he was born in 317 AH and his appellation was Abu al-Hasan. He penned works on obligatory knowledge and principle and passed away in Dhul-Qadah 371 AH. May Allah have mercy on him and forgive us for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Shaykh Abd al-Wahid's brother. The brother of Shaykh Abd al-Wahid was Shaykh Abu al-Farh Abd al-Wahhab Tamimi rahmatullahi alayhi. He was born in 353 AH. After Shaykh Abd al-Wahid Tamimi rahmatullahi alayhi passed away, he began issuing religious verdicts and delivering speeches. In accordance with the teachings of the Hanbali school of jurisprudence, he taught in the famous Jami Masjid of Baghdad. He carried a narration which reached him through 9 narrators. The father of each narrator had the appellation Abdullah, the last of whom narrated it directly from Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu an. He passed away on a Tuesday night in Rabiul Awwal 425 AH. His son Abu Muhammad Rizqullah rahmatullahi alayh led his funeral salah and he was buried close to the shrine of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. His nephew, also being a great imam of jurisprudence, Sayyiduna Abu Muhammad Rizqullah bin Abdul Wahhab rahmatullahi alayhi was the nephew of Shaykh Abdul Wahid Tamimi rahmatullahi alayhi. He was a great Hanbali scholar of the time, an ardent devotional worshipper and linguistically gifted. Continuing his father's oratory work in Jami Masjid Mansur up to 450 AH, he eventually relocated this work to the capital, Bab al-Maratib, Baghdad. He visited the shrine of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh 4 times a year in the blessed months of Rajab and Shaban. People gathered in huge numbers to listen to the speeches he delivered there. Respected Imam in the Hanbali school of jurisprudence, Hafiz Shams ad-Din Muhammad bin Ahmad al-Zahabi Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayh writes in his famous Siyaru Alam al-Nabula, Shaykh Abu al-Fadl Abd al-Wahid bin Abd al-Aziz bin Harith Tamimi Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayh is from the greatest Imams and jurists of the Hanbali school. He received transmission in Hadith from his honorable father as well as Abdullah bin Ishaq Khurasani. Abu Bakr, Najd and Ahmad bin Kamil rahmatullahi alayhim. Alongside this, he was good friends with the judge Abu Bakr Baqilani rahmatullahi alayhi and had exhibited great love for him. His extensive knowledge. He wrote a book on theology named I'tiqadul Imam al-Munabbal Abi Abdullah Ahmad ibn Hanbal. When describing him, Allama Ahmad bin Ali Khatib Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi used the phrase saduq, a term used in hadith terminology. Hadith about the river Euphrates. Let us listen to a blessed hadith which includes Shaykh Abdul Wahid Tamimi rahmatullahi alayhi in its list of narrators. أخبرنا أبو الفضل عبد الواحد ابن عبد العزيز ابن الحارث التميمي قال حدثنا محمد بن عبد الله الشافعي قال حدثنا مدر بن محمد الأسدي قال حدثنا سعيد بن حصن قال حدثنا زهير بن معاوية عن سهيل بن أبي صالح عن أبيه أن أبي هريرة قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحسر الفرات عن جبل من ذهب فيقتتل الناس عليه فيقتل أراه قال من كل 199 يا بني فإن أدركت ذلك الزمان فلا تكن ممن يقاتل عليه. Translation: Abu al-Fadl Abd al-Wahid bin Abd al-Aziz bin Harith Tamimi rahmatullahi alayh informed us that he had this hadith relayed to him by Muhammad bin Abdullah Shafi'i, who narrates from Mudar bin Muhammad Asadi, who narrates from by Sa'id bin Hafs, who narrates from Zuhair bin Muawiyah, who narrates from Suhail bin Abu Salih, who narrates from his father, who heard the following hadith from the companion of the messenger, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira. The messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, mountains of gold will emerge from the Euphrates. People will fight over this between themselves, with 99 out of every 100 people being killed. O my son, if you find yourself in that time, do not be from amongst those who fight over it. Dear Islamic brothers, this hadith details some events that shall take place close to the Day of Judgment. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes, some commentators consider the meaning of mountain here to entail great amounts of gold. Kingdoms will take arms against one another to acquire it, as well as the masses at large. The root of war and battle will be the pursuit of gold. But the punishment of Allah will then come into effect. Everyone will mistakenly consider themselves to be the one who shall acquire the gold and will fight others wantonly for it. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Meeting with Khizr alayhi salam. Shaykh Abdul Wahid Tamimi was also honored to attain the company of a beloved prophet of Allah, Sayyiduna Khizr alayhi salam. The former once gifted him a date and made dua, saying, you are Abdul Wahid, the servant of one God. May Allah grant blessings in your age. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Mentioning Shaykh Abdul Wahid in the form of Salat. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi had successorship and authorization in many spiritual orders. He penned in Arabic, Urdu and Persian multiple shajara, which details chains of spirituality for varying spiritual orders. One of these he wrote purely in Arabic, composing it in the form of Salat upon the Prophet. He mentions the 13th Shaykh of the Qadiriyya Razaviyya Attariya order, Abu al-Fadl Abd al-Wahid Tamimi rahmatullahi alayh in the following way. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayhi wa alayhim wa alal mawla al-shaykh abil fadl abd al-wahid al-tamimi radiyallahu ta'ala an. The great Imam also wrote another shajara for the Chishtiya Nizamiya Barakatiya order. In this, he makes dua to Allah with the wasila of Shaykh Abd al-Wahid rahmatullahi alayh. Ik nigahi lutfo rahmat ka hoon maula multaji. Ek ka rakh abd wahid beriya ke wasite. 507 miracles. Shaykh Abd al-Wahid Tamimi rahmatullahi alayh visited Makkah al-Mukarrama and Medina al-Munawwara many times, but spent most of his life in Baghdad. He was an embodiment of piety and spent a huge amount of time in worship. He took on the actions and practices of his murshid, Abu Bakr Shibli rahmatullahi alayh, to such a great extent that he became Fanafi al-Murshid, someone who has replaced their personal self with that of their murshid and is completely involved in remembering them. Such a person even takes on their spiritual guide's actions and characteristics. The Qadiri spiritual order was spread far and wide through him, with countless people gaining blessings. As reported in Tawarikh Aina Itasawuf, he manifested 507 miracles. Most importantly, he strictly acted upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam with great consistency. Acting upon the sunnah. O devotees of the Messenger, the blessed lives of the pious predecessors, rahmatullahi alayhim, are a reflection of the sunnah, for the blessed life of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been declared the best example for us in the Quran. The great master of the Qadiriyya At-Tariyya way, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Allama Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyai Damat Barakatumul Aliya, is a Shaykh in spirituality and Sharia. As well as having vast knowledge of the Sunnah, he also practices it and implements it into every part of his life. In essence, he is a physical embodiment of the Sunnah. Acting upon the Sunnah and encouraging others to do so is his distinguished quality. Alhamdulillah, through the blessings of his invitation towards righteousness, countless Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters have started to act upon the Sunnah. May Allah Almighty allow His shade to remain upon us with well-being and allow us to benefit from His blessings. May Allah Almighty also make us devotees of the Sunnah and sincere individuals who act upon it. Everyone acknowledges the services of Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, for the prophetic Sunnah. Sallu alal Habib, Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Deputies. Through studying the books written on the lives of the Awliya, rahmatullahi alayhim, one comes across a well-known name from amongst the deputies of Shaykh Abdul Wahid Tamimi rahmatullahi alayh, and that is Sayyiduna Abul Fara Yusuf Tartusi rahmatullahi alayh, who is the 14th Shaykh in the Qadiri spiritual path. It is mentioned in Tawarikh Aina Tasawwuf that Shaykh Abdul Wahid had 15 minor deputies and 18 who were fully authorized. His passing. Allama bin Ahmad Khatib Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, "The great wali of the Qadiri path, an embodiment of knowledge and practice, Sayyiduna Abu al-Fadl Abd al-Wahid Tamimi Hanbali rahmatullahi alayhi passed away in 410 AH on a Monday in the final days of Dhul-Hijjah, i.e. 29th or 30th. My father informed me that 50,000 people offered his funeral prayer. On the same day, he was laid to rest in the graveyard of Bab al-Harb, next to the blessed mausoleum of the great leader of the Hanbalis, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh, and his father, Sayyiduna Abdul Aziz Tamimi rahmatullahi alayh. It is also mentioned regarding Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and Shaykh Abdul Wahid Tamimi rahmatullahi alayh that their blessed mausoleums were located on the banks of the Tigris River. But due to flooding, part of the mausoleums became submerged in the river, meaning that they can no longer be visited. Blessings of becoming a disciple in the Qadiri way. O devotees of the Awliya, there are only benefits in this world and the hereafter of becoming a murid of a true Shaykh. And this also implies to becoming a murid in the Qadiriya, Razaviya, Attariya path. The leader of this path is the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Allama Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razavi Ziyai Damat Barakatul Aliyah. Along with being a practicing scholar, he exemplifies good character. In this age of tribulation, this blessed individual is nothing less than an immense bounty of Allah Almighty for us. Those Islamic brothers and sisters who have not yet taken bear at the hands of a true spiritual guide, they should value this great blessing by immediately becoming murids of Ghaus al-Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, through the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliyah. Insha'Allah, you will succeed in both worlds. For my murshid, Ghaus al-Azam rahmatullahi alayh states, I was given a very large register containing the names of my disciples until the day of judgment. And it was said, all of them have been handed over to you. I asked the angel appointed over hell, is there any murid of mine in hell? The angel replied, no. He further mentions, by the might and honor of my Lord, my hand over my murid is like that of the heavens shading the earth. Even if my murid is not good, alhamdulillah, I am good. By the might and honor of the one who sustains me, I will not move from the court of my Lord until each and every one of my murids enters paradise. Allah Almighty promised me that he shall allow my murids and friends to enter paradise. The one who calls himself my murid, I accept him as one, and focus my attention towards him. Becoming a murid via WhatsApp. In order to become a murid yourself, or to make another person a murid, send their name, their father's name, and their age to the following number on WhatsApp. +92 321 26 26 112. Calls are not answered on this number, and so kindly send these details in text format only. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The 14th Shaykh, the deputy of Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Wahid Tamimi rahmatullahi alayh, is Shaykh Abu al-Farah Yusuf bin Abdullah Tartusi rahmatullahi alayh. He was the qutb of his time and one of the most prominent saints. His blessed name was Yusuf, his appellation Abu al-Farah, and his titles were Alauddin and Rahat al-Muslimin. He possessed a lofty rank and stature. His blessed father's name was Abdullah bin Yunus rahmatullahi alayh. The exact year of his birth could not be found, despite perusing many biographical works. However, in one place, the 15th of Rabiul Awwal 407 AH is mentioned. Due to being born in the city of Tartus, and it being
the land of his parents, he is referred to as Tartusi.
Excellence and greatness. Sheikh Abu al-Farha Tartusi rahmatullahi alayhi was an individual who performed great acts of worship and possessed unshakable certitude in Allah Almighty. He had no interest in the world whatsoever. He shouldered the responsibility of deputization, i.e. khilafat, from his murshid, Sheikh Abu al-Fadl Abdul Wahid Tamimi rahmatullahi alayhi, and following in his footsteps, he spread the blessings of the Qadiriyya path across the world. He attained blessings from his noble father, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Yunus rahmatullahi alayhi, and also drew valuable blessings from the company of Sayyiduna Fudail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi alayhi. His mention in Shadra Qadiriyya Razaviyya At-Tariya, Bul farah ka sadqa kar gham ko farah de husn o sa'ad. Selected words explained. Bul farah, joyous person. Farah, joy. Husn, goodness. Sa'ad, good fortune. This line of poetry means, O Allah Almighty, for the sake of resplendent Shaykh Abu al-Farah Muhammad Yusuf bin Abdullah rahmatullahi alayhi, transform my grief into joy. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Interesting fact. A particular speciality of this couplet in Shajra-i Qadiriyya Razaviyya At-Tariya is the offering of dua with the appellation of the Shaykh being mentioned. For example, Farah, happiness, has been sought by presenting Abu al-Farha as a wasila. This congruence between the name and the thing being sought is that they both contain the word Farah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. 700 miracles. Around 700 miracles are attributed to him, as mentioned in Sharif al-Tawarikh. The Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, writes in a Persian shajara, Be fara ra bil fara tartusiya imdad kun. Translation, O Abu al-Farha Tartusi rahmatullahi alayhi, grant me your aid and bestow this grief-stricken individual with happiness. His spiritual path continued through his well-known deputy, Sayyiduna Abu al-Hasan Haqqari rahmatullahi alayhi, who went on to become the 15th Shaykh in the Qadiriyya Razaviyya At-Tariya path. How to attain the mercy of Allah Almighty? Shaykh Abu al-Farha Muhammad Yusuf bin Abdullah rahmatullahi alayhi states, Whoever recites this litany 80 times on Tuesday night, the mercy of Allah Almighty will descend upon him. The litany is as follows. Ya Ra'ufu, anta alladhi la taruddu al-muhtajina wal-masakina mahruman min babihi. Translation, O Compassionate One, you are the one who does not return the needy and poor empty-handed from his court. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. His passing. Shaykh Abu al-Farha Tartusi passed away on the 3rd of Shaban 447 AH. His mausoleum is located in Tartus. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi mentions this murshid of ours as follows in his shajara, written in the form of Salat. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayhi wa alayhim wa ala al-mawla al-shaykh abil farh al-tartusi radiyallahu ta'ala an. In one place in Khadaiki Bakhshish, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi composed select poetry in praise of Shah Ali Rasul's deputy, Sayyiduna Abu al-Husayn Nuri rahmatullahi alayhi, in which he seeks the following through the mediation of Shaykh Abu al-Farha rahmatullahi alayh. Bul farah ke liye farah de de, gham ne gera hai Ahmad-i-Nuri. Meaning,
O Ahmad Nuri Rahmatullahi Alayh, grief has surrounded me. Grant me happiness for the sake of Sayyiduna Abu al-Farah Tartusi Rahmatullahi Alayh. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.